Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Makos, Daf Gimel, Makos 3. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara has a Braisa, and the Braisa states, HaMalves Chavero Stam, that one who makes a loan to his friend. But when he loans the money, the person does not specify how long the loan is. So it's a Stam loan. He has not said the exact date when the loan is due. Then, says the Braisa, Eino Rashai Latovo Pachos Misholshem Yom. You cannot claim the money of that loan less than 30 days, meaning to say that the default is, unless the time is specified, that the loan is for a minimum of 30 days, and you can't try to claim the loan until then. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in front of Rav that he wanted to limit this law, and he said, Hani Mili B'malva B'shtar, when do we say that you can't claim it until 30 days? When did the loan is done via a contract, because we say lo avid inish etarach the kasav shtar butzer min tolas en yomim. We say that a person is not going to go out of his way and write a whole contract if the loan is less than 30 days. But he wanted to suggest that if it was an oral loan, then indeed you could collect it whenever you want. And when he said this in front of Rav, when Rabbi Baruch Chana said this in front of Rav, Rav responded, no, hachi amar chavivi. Chavivi today means my friend, my beloved. But Rav is referring to his uncle Rabbi Chia, and that's what Chabibi means. He says, my uncle Rabbi Chia taught me that it applies, that this law of saying that a default of a loan is that it's 30 days, the baseline for any loan, unless it's specified, is 30 days, is whether it's a loan via a contract or whether it's a loan via an oral loan, that it is 30 days. And indeed, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that not only do we say that a loan, a baseline loan, is 30 days, so do we say if you lend something to your friend and you don't specify it, your friend borrows something from you and you don't specify how long he can borrow it for, that we say that the default is that thing that's borrowed, that object, that item, is for 30 days. Ramban argues with that. He says, no, the borrowing is totally different, and somebody who lends something to somebody else, that's not money, that actually he can take back whenever he wants. So that is a dispute about lending versus borrowing. In this context, Shmuel comes along and says to Rav Maasna, he says the following, Lo teisev akarayech. Lo teisev means do not sit on your legs, and we'll come back to this phrase in a minute, but he says, do not sit on your legs until you explain to me this teaching. Until you explain this teaching, from where do we know this position of the rabbis that somebody who lends as a baseline is not allowed to claim it until 30 days, and that it's both an oral and a written loan? What's our source for this idea that if you lend money, you can't collect it, if you don't specify, you can only collect it after 30 days? So this is what Shmuel said to Rav Maasna. Rav Maasna cited a source for it. And his source for it is from the Torah, because it states in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 9, Karva Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShmita, that the seventh year has arrived, the year of the sabbatical. And so this is, at first glance, a questionable phrase. From the fact that it says, Karva Shnas HaSheva, from the fact that it says that the seventh year has come closer, I know that the seventh year is always a sabbatical year. And we know in the sabbatical year, as a background, we know that every seventh year, not only was the land supposed to not be worked, but also all the loans were forgiven. It was Shemitas Kisafim, that there was a sabbatical year of all the loans. All the loans were canceled. So why does it say in this context that the seventh year has come close? It is the year of the sabbatical. It's obvious. So comes along Rav Maasna and explains, Ma Tamalomer, what is it teaching us? That there is another reason why it says Shnas HaShemitah. It's to tell us, Yesh Shemitah Achim, that there is another sabbatical that is like the sabbatical year where loans are canceled. Meaning there is another shana, quote unquote, another year, quote unquote, in which even though you have lent money, you cannot claim it yet. And what is this a reference to? This is hamalves chavero stam. This refers to somebody who lends his friend money without specifying when it can be returned. Yet he cannot claim it before 30 days. And the reason is because we say shloshim yom b'shana chashuv kashana, that 30 days in a year is considered to be like a year. And so therefore, so Rav Maasna is telling Shmuel that we see from here the idea that 30 days is considered to be a year. And so therefore, there are two times when you cannot collect your loan even though you lent it. One is if it's the sabbatical year, you can't collect any loans. And number two is you cannot collect it until the 30-day period has passed from when you first lent the money, unless you specify that the loan is for less than 30 days. Now now that we've established this idea that Rav Masa has found a source for this principle that the baseline for a loan, unless specified, is 30 days, let's go back to that phrase. What does it mean when it says, Lote seva karayach, do not sit on your legs? What is this idea? It's a strange phrase. Why did Shmuel say this to Rav Masna? So there are a number of opinions about this. The most simply is the one that Ritva says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. And that is, it's basically a shortened expression, meaning do not sit, but rather stand on your feet until you explain the matter. Stand up and explain the matter. And some say that the legs refers to the legs of your bed or the legs of your seat, and meaning don't sit on your seat. That's a very simple approach to it. The Aruch Haner suggests a different explanation. He says this is based upon what the Gemara Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, says, that after sickness and weakness came to the world, that's when they first started to study Torah sitting down. And so too, therefore, in this context, we say all the hard questions you need to sit for, but all the easy questions you can stand for. And so what Shmuel was saying to Rav Masna, this is an easy question. Do not sit down. This is such an easy question. Do not sit down until you answer this question. There's another approach that states that actually any time you ask a Shiloh, you're supposed to be standing up when you ask that question. It's a sign of respect for the halacha. And indeed, the Behenyel Yada says that it's so precious was the Torah of the Rishonim. The reason why I was saying to stand is precious was the Torah of the earlier generations that they used to stand, and so therefore we are standing as a sign of love for the Torah. And the Chiddush says that when he was around in his time, they used to stand all night long, even on Shavuos. And it's told that Rav Chaim Halevi, when the Vilna Gaon would speak, he would stand the entire time that Rav Vilna Gaon was teaching Torah.